All right, everyone. So welcome back to another episode of the Blueberry Tent Podcast.
Welcome to episode 4.
Yes, indeed. We hope you've had a great week. We hope you've been listening to the other episodes. But yeah, we had a great week. We went to the Quali Chris concert last Saturday.
It was especially an amazing weekend. Because we went to see Quali Chris on Saturday.
That's right.
And but I've been reflecting. I don't know why. Since then, this week, I haven't really listened to all that much music. I really don't know why.
I've been listening to a lot of Kendrick Lamar's new album.
It hasn't even been a full week yet that it's been out. How crazy is that? Like, tonight at midnight is when it came out last week.
I mean, yeah. it's an amazing album. I still feel like I haven't dived into all the little nooks and crannies in there yet. No. There's like, could be 7 different sections to a song that all feel kind of different. Like little paragraphs in an essay. All with like a, I don't know. It's wild. And the topics he brings up as well.
Yeah.
So crazy for a rapper to be talking this openly, you know? Like, it really was a thing for a long time that the ego of the rapper and the thug attitude is what got you notoriety. But here's a dude putting his heart into his songs and talking about child molestation and transgender issues.
Yeah, what a long way he's come, actually, when even though he was very skilled already in the beginning, but when he was like, when it was more about like Compton or something, I don't know, like those early Kendrick days.
Yeah, that's what he was sharing as, you know, part of his story.
And we were saying as well, when The Heart Part 5 came out, like, he looks different, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, he looks older and like skinnier, and
it's 5 years
different,
since we've
seen him. Yeah. Some shit has happened.
And
clearly,
again, with Frank Ocean, he does the same thing where he disappears for a long time, goes and lives life, soaks up experience, and then creates art with that experience.
Yeah, and then the art is like but I don't think anyone could do that, you know. I don't think anyone, because everyone's version of that would be different. Like, you know, imagine, you know, Logan Paul going off and not
making anything for
5 years.
He's gone to Puerto Rico.
I guess he has. But
I think
that's
just tax evasion. I'm not going to lie.
Probably.
He has to buy some more Pokemon cards and
sell his NFTs and get his dink doink cryptocurrency off the ground.
Yeah, man. I was looking at the Gary V friends as well. It looks like a bit of a scam, man. It's literal.
That's what every NFT project looks like to me, like an actual scam.
I think as well, though, actually thinking about it now, because they're really, you know, quick drawings. I think they took them 2 minutes each, but they're selling for hundreds now. But it's because of his promotion and because of the community, as they say. I mean, this is how they try to sell a lot of NFTs, is by saying, you know, there's a big Discord server. We got 170,000 people talking about this, you know. But then it's just a load of bots.
Yeah. Yeah, what are these communities, man? I don't know.
Me neither, but yeah. I'm not very much into the V friends.
No, it's weird, man. It's just weird. And hopping on calls with like young millionaires to be like, everyone buy V friends right now. Trust me, guys.
You buy the Jets.
It's like, buy V friends right now. V friends drop 2 is coming soon.
No, I love that man. He's unique. Honestly, he's special. But how do we even get onto this?
I don't know, but
we haven't even told the story about Quelle, man.
No, about Quelle. Like, on Saturday, we went to see Quelle Chris at the small venue Echo in Utrecht.
We got the train down, didn't we?
Yeah.
Before 4 o'clock. We're trying to get there before 4 o'clock for the 40% off ticket. Because I was poor going down. I think I only had like 50 euro. So not a great financial decision.
But how did
that... we were trying to make a memory.
Great financial... It was a great life decision, man.
That's a fact.
how was that train ride again? That train ride down?
It was fun, you know. We had kiwis to eat.
Oh, yeah, we ate
Nata.
Those kiwis, yeah.
Those were excellent.
And we were in, like, the silent compartment, but we were talking, like, a lot.
I don't know. I stuck in my headphones. I was listening to Christina P. on Joe Rogan. That's Tom Segura's wife.
Oh yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, it was a great podcast. And I was like constantly thinking of how he sets up his questions and how is he constructing this audio experience for the listener. So it was kind of nice. Yeah, dude, yeah, now, you guys are having some fun.
Now every podcast is like research.
Yeah.
Like now every podcast is just like, oh, interesting. They say welcome back instead of hey guys at the beginning.
Or at least it's consumed in a different way. It's kind of like when we used to watch movies back in the day, like a Wes Anderson film, when we were making like little YouTube videos, and how we kind of consume it in a new way. Like, wow, man, that shot, how'd he get it?
Yeah, definitely.
No, he's such a genius.
It's funny you should say that, because I actually went back and watched a little bit of, oh my God, I always forget this movie's name, dude. It's like one of his first.
Moonrise Kingdom?
No, it's like one of his first movies. Oh, Rushmore, about the school.
Oh yeah, I've never watched that through the whole way.
Dude, every time I watch it, it's so, it just shocks me every time because it's so weird. Like, it's actually very uncomfortable, but it's very humoristic in that. But just the way everything is so calculated. Everything is like precise. There's this one scene where the main character, Max, he's like, he falls in love with this, is your mic still on?
His own.
Where he falls in love with like this teacher, right? She's like the primary school teacher, and she's sitting in the bleachers smoking a cigarette, and he walks up to her, he's trying to talk to her, he lights her cigarette. And then just the way he keeps moving up and down is very, it's very strange. Like, he'll say something to her and then he'll go sit in the corner of the bleachers again. And then she'll say something to him and he'll move back. And it happens like 5 times. And there's a bunch of, like, there's loud noises when he's moving from one spot to another. And I'm just trying to think of, like, what a way to hinder your natural dialogue scene. But it kind of works, I guess, because it's, like, character driven.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very strange. It makes you very engaged when watching, because you're like, why is he getting up again?
Yeah, is it kind of self-aware in a way as well? Is it like kind of breaking the fourth wall?
A little bit, but and I think it just highlights
its strangeness and its abruptness.
Maybe, but that's like,
I need to see it, I think, to get it.
Yeah, you need to see it, but you could argue that about any Wes Anderson. Like, he's commenting on cinema itself by how obviously, you know, people don't move like this, and the whole frame is like 2D. Like, there's no depth ever to anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's the case. Like, I think it's just all story driven.
I was gonna say the same thing. It's just storytelling, like showing someone, you know, giving a plate up to another person and then an angle of their face.
And it's comedy.
It is.
It has a lot of comedic effect.
Yeah. Have you seen the Royal Tenenbaums?
Yeah,
I love that movie.
Yeah, that's like my least favorite Wes Anderson movie. I don't know why. It is really good, though. I still recognize it.
Well, damn, man. But yo, the Squelle Chris concert. You know, it'd be funny if we start this story for the whole podcast and never finish it.
Yeah, we might never get around to it.
We've talked about getting on the train, eating a couple kiwis.
Dude, train, eating kiwis. No, but I'm trying to think, because the train ride, like, sets up. But okay, so anyway, we can actually continue it.
Let's just speed up. You know, we had some food. We met this guy who was a football freestyler. Wait, probably in his 50s.
I wasn't even going to get into all of that. But you're true. No, you had more of a connection with this guy.
I did. He was an interesting man.
He did this typical thing that, like,
Freddie Vork, by the way.
Freddie Vork.
Should look it up. Freddie and then Fork, but with a V. He's got YouTube videos from 15 years ago. And he was wearing the same kit, the same OG green YouTuber, like outfit.
It's like a cartoon character.
And he was just kicking the ball to anyone who'd walk by, you know, hoping for someone to do a couple keepy uppies and hit it right back.
But yeah.
He was also an anti-vaxxer. He also really opened up about all that. And but he said he loved Ireland. He said he loved the people.
Oh yeah.
So he's good with me.
Yeah. No, I think in general Dutch people like hold Irish people in pretty high regard.
Yeah, it's because they're kind, you know?
Yeah. Friendly, kind.
Yeah.
I think actually probably...
But it's out of guilt, you know? It's out of like, I gotta do this or else I'm gonna come across rude and then everyone's gonna hate me. I think that's kind of fucked me up for life a bit. Man.
I have to get rid of my original sin. Is it like that?
That's Catholicism, man. It's like, you love God and God hates you.
But there's gotta be some of that in there, right? Like, there's gotta be coming from some of that.
Or you probably
think, or it doesn't have religious roots.
It's generations of that. It's probably like only one or two generations that hasn't been super religious.
Yeah.
In Ireland.
But it's a weird mix. I think there's like, a lot of kindness and what's the word? Not like etiquette, but there's a different word.
Yeah, man. People, you know, talk a lot. There's a lot of back and forth.
There's a lot of back and forth, but it's not like in the American way where it's all like bullshit, you know? I feel like Irish people will be direct.
It's from the heart.
Be honest.
Or they're just taking the piss out of you, and they're taking the piss out of each other. And
they'll be very clever with their words. I like that a lot, you know? Like, that's always... That'll always be interesting, I think. That'll always be like an interesting conversation.
Yeah, man. It's just how you kill time. Man, just having to work all day. And then you go to the pub and you like have a couple drinks. You're just killing time, man. You're just enjoying your day.
Right, but it's a lot of... It's very social.
It is very social. So yeah, I think people were on high alert all the time.
Yeah. But anyway, then after that detour, we actually walked
to the
venue.
We're never getting to the quality part.
We never got to it, no.
Yeah, wait. We walked to the venue and then outside was this guy. We went up and asked him a question.
Yeah, it was this big guy. He was just standing like right at the door of the venue and there were some...
He was in a black t-shirt as well.
And he was... he's in a black t-shirt. So I'm like... Hey man, like, do you work here? Did the show start yet? He's like, oh, nah, man, I don't work here. I was like, oh, fuck. Okay, I'm sorry, man. I've just felt so, like, you know, I was like, that was out of pocket of me. So then we just went and sat on the steps, right, that are there at the water.
But wait, that guy turned out to be...
Oh, no, I thought we'd reveal that later.
I shouldn't be.
Because we didn't have this information yet, right? At the time, we didn't have this information yet.
That's true. That's true. I just know people's attention spans are real short these days, man.
Yeah.
I was just like, you know, set up, right hook.
No, okay.
Tension, relief.
I appreciate that. But like, you know, people's attention spans may be bad, but if they're listening to like a 30-minute podcast...
It's worth it. No, you're right. Right. No, I'm learning as well. Connection. I'm learning here as well, man. Yeah. I don't think I'm perfect or nothing. You know, I'm just trying my best out here.
Well, your best ain't good enough.
Alright, continue with your story.
No, but maybe you tell this part. Like, but then we're sitting there, right? Because I was actually off. I was like talking to these other guys on the left. You were talking to Natalia. I'm just gonna call her Nata. It's so weird to say her full name, but yeah.
Yeah, and then you kind of looked past us. We were talking, and you looked like behind us, and you were like, "Oh my god!" And I turned around, and there he was, Kwale Chris, the man we had come to see, the man we had traveled 4 or 5 hours to see. There he was, and man, I think you're a bigger fan of him than me.
Mm. Yeah, it was wild in that moment to see him there. It was obviously him, and he was talking to the guy who I thought was like the doorman, who turned out to be his DJ.
Yeah, and it's his whole producer.
And his producer, all his music. Like, actually, dream team.
Yeah, we should probably play a little bit of Kwale Chris.
Yeah.
In this, I mean, is it copyrighted?
Yeah, for sure.
Stepped out like Scooby-Doo in the game. With a sack of trees as the case completes, the villains knew the name. We were stuck in chillums with that lane. Back when dime sacks was the thing. Now we glide across skies like Liu Kang. No shame.
But we can play, but we got away with playing the 2 Chainz song, right?
It was only a second, though. It was just that intro.
Yeah, you're right.
But I know, because I also think we finished on... Now, that's crazy.
That's hard.
It was just... Yeah, shout out to the people who listened to our first podcast.
True, you know, dude. All the time. Actually, this is like the 1 month anniversary of the podcast now, like episode 4, right?
Yeah.
We started 4 weeks ago. No, but some people don't realize this. I saw this tweet, it's so true, but like some people don't realize that Thursday is the new Friday, which is kind of embarrassing for them, you know?
Explain.
No, there's no explanation required, you know? It should just be obvious, like Thursday is the new Friday. Like, Thursday has that Friday feel to it, you know? I kind of sensed it this whole year.
Yeah.
Because I used to go, like, I used to only go out on Thursdays. Like, we would go, the only live music as well that we could go see was on Thursdays. And, like, Friday, whatever, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like Friday is, like, Friday night. I feel like Thursday has, like, that Friday night feel, you know?
Thursday, for me, always had a special place when I was in school. Because I was like, it's basically Friday. And tomorrow is like a half day. Because we always had half days on Friday. So Thursday was so good.
But doesn't Friday sound kind of old-fashioned, you know?
Tuesdays. Not at all, man. I feel like you're out of the loop. Because, like, I mean, every day for you is just a day at this point.
That's true.
I'm no, not trying to put you on blast here. No,
yo, name, dude, but... dude. Like, dead ass? Like, that was out of pocket, dude.
Dead ass. Facts, bro.
Facts, bro.
That's a fact, man.
Actually, I've been watching this reality show of, like, TikTok influencers, and they all talk like that. They're like, yeah, dead ass, bro.
It's creeping into my own vocabulary, man. I have such a fucking ambiguous accent. Yeah. It changes every fucking month. I swear to God.
Yeah. You sounded like you went from, like, Irish to American there in...
That's the thing. It's like
in one sentence. It's like a clown. Actually, that reminds me. I went to the Irish-American comedy night here on Sunday night.
Oh.
But anyway, about Quelle and Chris.
No, no, we're not going to get to it. We're not going to get to it. I don't want to.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, that was a big mic drop. Goddamn.
That was an actual mic drop. It's because we were just about to get to the Quelle of it all.
I don't want
to. We just got to the Quelle of it all. You know what?
We'll get to that next episode.
I don't want to either. But you know what? It was a private experience. It's between us and Quelle.
Quite honestly.
I mean, we did get to go up to him afterwards, talk to him, and you got your record signed.
Yeah. You didn't go up, huh? Did you just feel like you weren't enough of a stan to go up?
No, I was just happy being in the room with him. I don't know. It was just cool to have his presence there. And I didn't know what I would say because I'm already coming at him from such a different level. And I was trying to gauge whether one day I could, like, be like that.
Yeah.
You know, I was just observing and enjoying the moment. I didn't feel like I had to go up.
Yeah, his presence was actually magical.
It was, man. He was such an open dude. He was so nice.
Yeah.
And he...
But also his moves, dude. Mm-hmm. He was shaking that booty on stage.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he did some stand-up comedy as well. He had some jokes running through. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, you know, just a... I don't know, just all about the music. He really had some pauses and he brought up some points.
Yeah.
What did he talk about?
But I really liked the way he did. He was like, let's just get into it. You know, he was very... It was very loose as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was just going from song to song. It seemed as he wanted to. So different than going to, like, a tight, choreographed... track list written beforehand, kind of pyrotechnics synced up to the song.
True, but it was very chill music as well. I would have liked some of his more upbeat stuff.
Yeah, he pretty much only did Obamacare, right? That was like the only upbeat song.
Well, the one with the animals, he told us to close our eyes at one point.
Yeah.
And then think of what animal you are. And then he counted down from three and everyone had to make their noise. And it was a really freeing experience. It was real fun as well. It was kind of like he had taken over this one room and we can do whatever we want. Not really just.
Yeah, he also started some songs over and he was like, we got time. We got time. We're here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was no sense of time pressure, you know?
But the crowd, man, you know, we didn't even cheer for that encore. He just gave it to us.
His
DJ was like, oh, I think they want another one.
Now, the crowd was like, it was pretty lame, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, actually, the three of us and one other guy.
I don't know if it was lame, man. People just weren't moving around. Yeah, people weren't loose. People weren't, like, responding to him, giving him feedback. It's kind of like the crowd also has their part to do.
Yeah, definitely.
To make the show.
Especially when it's a smaller crowd.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to, like, we were pretty close to the stage. We're, like, one row removed. And we tried to push through at some point, but it was like a stiff blockade.
Yeah, of meerkats, you said.
Because you know how meerkats like stand up straight in that way? Like, they're just like erect.
Yeah, man, they were just giving them a lot of eye contact. Maybe they think that's how you show your respect, you know, they just... eyes open, like, wow.
Yeah, and we were like, just... I was moving, dude.
Yeah.
But what an amazing fucking show.
Yeah, and we'll have a video that's going up on the YouTube channel about it. If you search a blueberry tent on YouTube, it'll probably be the first one that pops up.
Yeah.
So, get to it.
Yeah. I also got in contact with this girl I also got in contact with this girl on Instagram who posted a bunch of clips from the show on her story and Quelle like reposted it. So I texted her to send me the clips. So we have some clips and we're just off I think you're in one of them, but I'm like just off frame. She was standing like right in the middle, like right next to us.
Let's go.
It was very good. I think this is the first concert actually I've been to where I haven't taken a single video because I just wanted to be right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really the way to go.
And it was our first concert. We went to together.
It was our first concert, yeah.
And all this time.
Yeah, in like the, you know, 11 years that we've known each other.
Yeah.
First concert. The first of many, am I right?
Yeah, hopefully one day my own. One day whoa. Ours. What was your rap name again? Was it like Big Fish, No Bug?
Yeah, I was like Small Fish, No Bug, 99. No bug. I had something. No, but this, no bug, this is what the stage will be. This is what the set will be, right? I go up, do some crowd work. I warm up the crowd. I do some stand-up, mm-hmm. like 10 minutes, you know? Then you go up and do your music.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah, man. I wonder what that'll be like. I got to spend some time just visualizing it, I think.
Yeah.
That's what kind of makes it real.
I don't know, man. I think what makes it real, like, remember that guy we met for the show who was like, yeah, I'm trying to rap, but I haven't, like, I have no music online and I've never been on stage.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you just got to go up on stage. I think, because I was thinking about that with stand-up comedy as well and wanting to try it. Like, once you go on stage that first time, imagine the material that'll give you for the next time, you know?
True.
Like, once you've gone on stage and bombed, you get to, like, the next time you go up, you can, like, tell a story about how you bombed. I don't know.
That's so true. I wonder what kind of music I would write if I knew I had to perform it, like, in my school. Because I think that's the first place, like, in my college.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's the first place that I could just get on stage super quickly, set up sound equipment.
True. Well, you probably feel out the vibe. You'll probably see what tracks people respond to live or not.
Mm-hmm.
If you have music up online, there'll probably be, you know, even if it's just 80 listens versus the 19 listens on your other tracks, like, you'll know that people want to hear that one. Bring out Miyoko, you know, for Papa John.
Most definitely. Yeah, we got to get a little track list together. If we could even perform for half an hour. That's like 10 minutes.
No, you should really do that, man. You should really, like, have a show at your college, actually. That's a great idea.
Okay, I'm going to set that for next Friday, then.
And I want to try an open mic, like, in these upcoming weeks. I'm going to try, like, maybe next podcast, I'll have done it.
Mm-hmm.
But in these next 2 weeks, I'm going to try to go up. I've been thinking of what kind of jokes to write. And
do they have a comedy club here?
I want to try. Yeah, there's one, not a comedy club, but it's just a bar that organizes an international, like, comedy night.
Nice.
But, dude, the weekend was so great as well, because I went to see some stand-up on Sunday. It was like Irish American comedy night. It was these like two people that were on tour together, Sid and Lulu, and it was amazing, man. Wow. I love comedy so much. Like, to go and see it live is so much fun.
Yeah, you mentioned that he was doing some crowd work.
Yeah,
he picked
a lot
on you a bit.
Dude, he picked on me a lot, but I set him up. You know, he was like, because I was there with my girlfriend, and we were like sitting in the front row, and he started asking us like, how did you guys meet? And we're like, oh, we were, you know, taking the same course, studying arts, and she was like, yeah, and I'm writing my thesis now and all this, and he's like, so what are you doing now? To me, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I dropped out to become a rapper. And then the whole night, he just kept making fun of me. He's like, wow, this guy is not paying for his own drinks. Like, it's just the least lucrative career choice. And then I made it even worse. I was like, yeah, no, but now I want to be a filmmaker.
Mm.
He was like, oh, Mr. the rapper Spielberg over here. Spielberg the rapper. Yeah, but it was really fun.
You got talking to him afterwards, right?
I got talking to him after. It turned out he like opened for Donald Glover one time, which was crazy to hear. And we just and the bar that they performed at was closing, so we went and had some drinks. We ended up talking for like 2 hours at this other bar.
Yeah.
It was really fun. He even bought me a drink.
What a guy!
What a guy! Yeah, and he was like really on tour, you know, like. different city every night, going through Europe for like small crowds, but still, yeah, he was doing, he did like an hour, yeah, like a lot of material.
Wow.
And it's really
back
great.
Back to back to back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that must be great to see live, especially.
Yeah, I but mean, anyway, hopefully next week I'll have gone up on stage, because I've been thinking about it for years. Now I've been to some comedy shows recently, and I'm really like, I'm really feeling it.
Even get a couple of jokes.
Yeah.
For the next episode, even.
Yeah, but it's not the same. Like, it's so dry on the mic, you know, like,
not really.
I think you can only do it in front of a crowd, right?
No, I think you can work your material in conversation as well. I feel like a lot of comedians do that, and they even use like talk shows as a gauge, you know. But you can
probably
just,
yeah,
I don't know,
yeah, right.
I feel like
but like making you laugh versus making like a crowd of strangers laugh, dude, that's a whole different game.
But when you're writing it, just imagine you're in the place.
Yeah.
Like, put yourself up there and see what kind of stuff you come up
with. I'll probably go suss out the vibe first. Like, I'll probably go one night, see what this international comedy night is about.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe, yeah, the next night. I think they have, like, a couple nights a week. So I'll go check it out and see if I can go up.
Do that.
That's an exciting one.
Super exciting. And are there any, like, is there any material floating around your head when it comes to jokes?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I have I had this one story that is like how I always wanted to try stand-up comedy, and that I remember my high school in like the like DP1, like the penultimate year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say that?
I think so, like the second last
year. They were having a talent show, and in a moment of just like pure impulsivity and inspiration, I went up to the list. Wow. That was on this like notice board.
Mm-hmm.
I went up to it. I wrote Boston Gerbrandt, stand-up comedy. Like, I just wrote my name there.
Mm-hmm.
But I never came to anything. Like, I never performed. I never went off stage. Like, I actually, the one thing I did was I tried to write a set.
Mm-hmm.
And I just recorded it into my iPhone. Like, I think it was like 6 or 7 minutes of me coming up with this story that I thought was funny. I probably still have it somewhere, but
that's amazing. We gotta get it.
Yeah, but I never, just the whole punchline is that I never went on stage. Like, it was such an inspiring moment, you know, writing my name down, and then I just left it. Like,
wow, I don't know if I ever knew about that.
Yeah, nothing came of it. Well, because nothing came of it. Like, it's such a non-story.
It but is a story, though.
I love the idea of, like, getting people hyped up for this inspirational moment. And I'm like, yeah, so the day of the talent show rolled around, and I didn't even go.
I hadn't showed up to anything.
Oh, it's all about that, how you build it up, right? Like, how do you phrase it? What information do you give them?
Mm-hmm.
Like, leading people on to think the story is going one way, and then hitting them with the... with a 360. No, sorry, with a 180.
What if you hit him with the 360?
Hit
him
with the 360, like, give them exactly what they're expecting. Just do a full turn on stage.
I think you could do some stand up, definitely. Even from, you know, living in Mozambique, being Dutch.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know, there's so much more. I heard this great quote from what's his name? Denzel
Curry?
No. Oh. Denzel Washington, is that his name?
Yeah.
He was given his like Oscar speech, and he said something like, small minds discuss people, like gossip, whatever. Good minds discuss events, but great minds discuss ideas.
Whoa, I like it.
Well, anyway, thanks for joining us for another episode. Episode 4 of the Blueberry Tent Podcast. Episode 5 coming out next Friday. And don't forget to check us out on Patreon, Instagram, TikTok, and especially YouTube. We got a video coming out this week.
Yeah, just search for Blueberry Tent on YouTube. No, but for real, thank you so much for listening. And please remember to rate 5 stars, follow, give it a share. Nah, dude, we'll get better at this, but let's just give ourselves a lot of options in editing, okay?
All right.
Nah, but shout out to Quelle, and thanks for listening, y'all.
Don't forget to rate it 5 stars.
Don't forget to rate the subscribe button.
Yeah, hit the follow in the comments, and I'll see you in the description.
All right, I gotta go to work. See you next week.